Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
The weather for the River Lights Multicultural Festival. I've put an order in for some wonderful weather. It's great to have Jess Hardigan, one of the organising committee for that. Jess, I've done all I can do. I've spoken to Huey and I've asked for some lovely weather for the River Lights Festival. There's not much more I can do. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. Yeah, thanks for doing that. I'm hoping for the same as well.
Look, it's I mentioned earlier on, this festival is just getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time. Could you imagine how big it's got when we had our very first one?
The growth has been amazing. I mean, when the event first started, I don't think we expected it to become as popular as it did, but it's wonderful that it has, and I think it shows how interested the community is in such a great event that celebrates the diversity that we have in the area.
I caught up with friends over the weekend and I mentioned I'd be talking to you about River Lights and they said, look, we haven't heard about it. I'm like, well, you need to get on board with it because it's just, it's colour, it's sound, it's food, it's just everything. And it's a great opportunity. The Levee in Maitland is just, it seems like the perfect venue for it, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Especially, you know, with the Levee, with the changes to the site in there now, it's built for this kind of thing. It's a lifestyle precinct, and with the connection to the river, it is, as you said, it's exactly the right spot for the event.
So what can we expect this year that we might not have had last year? What are some of the exciting things?
Well, this year we've actually had a great increase in the number of community groups that are involved in the event. So we're featuring 23 cultural villages this year, and combined with all the other groups involved with the event, we've got over 30 cultures represented at the festival. We'll also have the classic lantern making workshop for the kids, and adults, of course, where people get to make their own rice paper lantern that gets floated on the river in our classic finale to the event, which is a beautiful spectacle on the Hunter River there. As well as that, we'll have instrument making, camel rides, a big interactive art activity down by the river, and of course the two stages packed with dance, music and cultural performance.
One of the things that I really like about it is it gives you an idea of where you can go on your next holiday. Do you know what I mean, Jess? Like you go along and you think, oh, wow, that food is great, or that culture's great, or those people are having a fantastic time. And when you're planning your next overseas holiday, it's kind of like a taste test of the country, isn't it?
Absolutely. And that is, you know, that's part of what the event is about, is exposing these people to cultures that they might not be familiar with, or they might not know, you know, some of the finer details about. So it's a great way to learn about all these different countries and cultures that, you know, you may not be exposed to usually.
It's a lot of organisation. I imagine you've been very, very busy, and it's just going to ramp up over the next couple of weeks or so. So Saturday, October 8 at the Levee. If you'd like some more details, maitlandriverlights.com.au, or probably the easiest thing to do is head to the 2NURFM webpage, the morning show page, and we will have a link. Jess, thanks for spending some time with us this morning, and I'm sure it's going to be another popular and successful River Lights.
No problems. Thanks very much, Todd.
2NURFM 103.7.